Maya. Again, she gazed at the wall. She stepped back to get a better look, tucking her shoulder-length brown hair behind her ears so that it didn't fall over her eyes. It's a forest. The brown strokes are the tree trunks, the green leaves thick and lush. The yellow struggling to be seen like sunlight trying to shine through dense foliage. A dark, gloomy forest, shrouded with mist in the early morning, the sun trying to penetrate the vegetation as the day progressed. What if she got lost in this jungle? How would she ever find her way back? She shivered, imagining dusk creeping up and lengthening the shadows of the trees. "Excuse me," the man's voice again. She whirled around to face him, and as she did so, her dupatta slid down her shoulders and fell to the floor. They both bent down to pick it up. He got there first, and as they straightened up, their faces close to each other, they laughed. She embarrassed, he with delight, as he noticed the orange yellow of the fabric. When she stretched out her slim, pale hand to take it from him, he grinned at her and put the dupatta against his kurta, which she saw was a light yellow. He gave the dupatta to her. They stood there smiling at each other, and she imagined lying down with him on the forest floor.